Financing changes are holding back a BizJet recovery. Marcus Schrenker doesn't have the money to make his victims whole. And one member of the Discovery crew is already on board. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, October 28th, 2010. General aviation analyst Brian Foley has been watching for inventories of used biz jets to shrink as a sign of industry recovery. But now he says lenders have changed the way they evaluate applications for the loans needed to buy those used aircraft. Foley says that in the past, the collateral value of the jet was the key, and buyers could borrow more than the aircraft's price with no money down and invest the difference in improvements. Now, he says, lenders are paying more attention to the borrower's balance sheet in evaluating applications, and buyers of used jets can expect to pay 10 to 20% down. Foley says that in his brokerage, upwards of 70% of sales this year have been all cash, a sharp increase. Lenders say they're ready to make loans, but Foley says that only the best credit risk operators seeking younger, better quality airplanes will get loans. Marcus Schrenker, the disgraced former Indiana money manager who admitted bilking clients, then attempting to fake his own death by bailing out of his airplane after radioing that he'd been injured, was sentenced to prison time and restitution to his victims. Now, a court-appointed receiver says those victims will have to settle for pennies on the dollar. Schrenker owes $4 million to investors and another $9 million to other creditors. The receiver says Schrenker's assets have been liquidated and there's only $276,000 left to pay them. Schrenker claimed to have $1 million in offshore accounts, but they've never been found. He's currently serving 4 years for charges related to the bailout hoax and has been sentenced to 10 years on the securities fraud charges. The crew for Discovery's STS-133 mission to the International Space Station has been in quarantine this week in preparation for Monday's scheduled launch. But one member of the crew has already been on board for a couple days. Robonaut 2, nicknamed R2 in homage to Star Wars, will become a permanent occupant of the International Space Station. This R2 looks nothing like the fictional one, which kind of resembled a shop vac. This one is humanoid and was built by General Motors. This relationship is not new. GM built nav systems for the Apollo program back in the 60s, before the federal government owned a majority stake in the company. GM says Robonaut 2 will be a testbed for sensor technology, which could eventually find its way into cars. Up next on ANN, Sikorsky's S-70i moves closer to delivery. Eurocopter shows off its naval line in Paris. And the Lakota fleet reaches a milestone. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 28th. I'm Paul Plack. Sikorsky reports the first S-70i Black Hawk helicopter has successfully completed 50 hours of production flight testing. The aircraft will now undergo additional extensive flight testing as options are integrated. The S-70i is built at PZL Mielec, that's Sikorsky's aircraft company in Poland, for sale in the international marketplace. Deborah Zampano, senior program manager, explains, quote, "The aircraft has performed to all program requirements and has made a smooth transition from its production build in Poland through Sikorsky's rigorous flight test program in Florida. The next phase of development will produce a Black Hawk helicopter that the global marketplace has never seen before, unquote. Options to be developed for the S-70i will enable customers to perform missions including humanitarian relief, search and rescue, medical evacuation, command and control, and armed patrol. Deliveries are expected to begin by the middle of 2011. Eurocopter says its comprehensive portfolio of naval and maritime helicopters is being highlighted this week at the 2010 Euronaval Exhibition and Conference, including a fully equipped NH Industries NH-90 NATO frigate helicopter, which is entering service with a growing international operator base. Eurocopter says its participation in the biennial event, being held this week at Le Bourget near Paris, underscores the company's decades of experience in naval helicopters. Find more details at Eurocopter.com. American Eurocopter reports the UH-72A Lakota light utility helicopter has passed the 40,000 flight hour milestone in operational service with the U.S. Army and Army National Guard. A total of 138 Lakotas have been delivered to date, including 5 for the U.S. Navy. The craft serves missions including medevac, search and rescue, drug interdiction, VIP transport, and general aviation support. American Eurocopter is an operating unit of EADS North America and has built a dedicated assembly line for the light utility helicopter at its Rotary Wing Center of Excellence adjacent to Mississippi's Golden Triangle Regional Airport. A total of 345 UH-72As are planned for acquisition by the Army through 2015. Still ahead, Bolden says his trip to China was worthwhile. Airbus celebrates a delivery in the Middle East. And the FAA gets a new manager who knows his experimentals. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, October 28th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden led a small delegation to China earlier this month. He says the visit, which was opposed by some members of Congress, was intended to, quote, ensure that agencies and departments with an interest in NASA's activities with China are fully informed and engaged, unquote. Bolden says the trip met all of its objectives, quote, our delegation conducted a very comprehensive visit to Chinese human spaceflight-related facilities, including the Jiquan Satellite Launch Center, and conducted meetings with relevant senior officials in the Chinese government, unquote. Bolden says while no specific proposals for cooperation have resulted from the venture, a highlight was getting to do a little top-level networking. Quote, I had an opportunity to meet with my counterpart at the China National Space Administration to review the ongoing efforts of space and earth science working groups established in 2007 to explore areas of mutual interest. I believe that my delegation's visit to China increased mutual understanding on the issue of human spaceflight and space exploration, which can form the basis for further dialogue and cooperation in a manner that is consistent with the national interests of both our countries. Unquote. Low-cost carrier Air Arabia has taken delivery of the first of 44 Airbus A320s on order during a delivery ceremony in Hamburg, Germany. Air Arabia becomes the newest operator and customer of directly purchased Airbus aircraft. The number of aircraft on order will make the carrier one of the region's largest A320 operators and equip it with one of the region's most modern fleets. Air Arabia already operates a fleet of 23 leased A320s from 3 hubs, with a 4th in Jordan to open next year. And finally today, with each year seeing a larger portion of the U.S. general aviation fleet registered experimental, you have to wonder if the FAA is keeping up with the resulting issues. Well, here's a sign that it's at least trying. Earl Lawrence has been EAA's point guy on regulatory matters since 1994, but he's also a longtime pilot, engineer, and aviation mechanic with inspection authorization. He led the engineering effort that led to EAA's STCs for the use of unleaded auto fuel in aircraft. And he's a member of the ASTM Aviation Gasoline Subcommittee on Petroleum Products and Lubricants. He chaired the ASTM committee that oversaw development of industry consensus standards for light sport aircraft. And effective Monday morning, Earl is the newest manager of the FAA's Small Airplane Directorate in Kansas City. His new responsibilities include development of airworthiness standards, policy and guidance for small airplanes, gliders, airships, and lighter-than-air aircraft, administration of type, production, airworthiness certification, and continued operational safety for general aviation aircraft. He'll also manage the directorate's national budget. EAA calls this a win. President Rod Hightower notes, quote, "Our advocacy efforts are a top priority for our members, so I will be working with Earl to get up to speed more quickly on the essential issues and programs to maintain the high standards for which we have become known," unquote. Chairman Tom Poberesny adds, quote, "We are sorry to see Earl leave EAA, but his selection is a compliment to his achievements here and now puts him in a role that is critical to general aviation's future," unquote. I think a lot of us feel that way. Earl, all the best in the new challenge. We'll check in and see how things are going next year at Oshkosh. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Tom Patton talks with David Velopalai of Airbus about the company's biggest biz jets. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.